The following is an audio description of I Remember Where I Came From, Dogon, an acrylic on canvas painting measuring 48 inches tall by 13 inches wide, created circa 1999 by Chandra Cox. A mottled copper, brown, and dark brown surface of abstract, irregular shapes dominates this vertical, rectangular image. Meanwhile, a large rectangle, steeply pointed at the top, thinly outlined in bright blue, traces the edges of the inside of the painting. In the center of the artwork, a narrow vertical space is delineated by 12 small equally spaced triangles, 5 on each side and 1 at top and bottom, in a blue so bright it appears to glow against the copper background. The triangles point inward at 4 bright blue diamond shapes, equally spaced in a vertical line. A label next to the artwork shares the following information. Cox is a painter who paints like a printmaker, fitting together interlocking sections of color with the work laid down flat. But she also paints like a sculptor, her pieces possessing such a physicality that they almost seem built rather than imagined. Cox creates elusive joinery. Working in acrylic on canvas or panel, she layers shapes, colors, patterns, textures, and symbols into a dense architecture of meaning. This art piece is a variation of The Door of No Return, the dreaded last stop on Africa's west coast before the newly captured people were loaded into the hellish ships bound for the slave markets of the Americas. For Cox, that infamous door marks both an end and a beginning. It is also the door of entry, for Africans passing through it became a new people. The slotted door-like form that also has characteristics of an altar and of the human body is encrusted with African forms and symbols derived from textiles, masks, sculptures, Ashanti gold weights, and the marvelous visual code of Adinkra symbols. This specific door refers to the Dogon people. This description was brought to you by David Petorti, an audio describer with Arts Access North Carolina, a nonprofit that works to make the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities.